The caliber of our Christianity is tested most in the trials of life. George Young came out with flying colors, writing the song God Leads Us Along in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
George A. Young was an obscure servant of God whose fame reached much further into the heavenlies than it ever did in the earthlies. His dates of birth and death are unknown. His pastorates and their successes, obscure. Yet many a famous preacher will stand behind him in the day of judgment. Young was the kind of Christian that made heaven smile and earth sweeter. Mr. Young was a bivocational preacher, meaning that he spent full-time hours shepherding the flock, while also serving as a carpenter to pay the family's bills. Going from small church to small church in rural communities, Young and his wife were faithful. Never fully supported in the work of God, they lived in borrowed tents and from hand to mouth, although Mr. Young always recognized that it was God's hand that fed them. Years after her husband's death, Haldor Lillinus interviewed Mrs. Young. Winning souls in her waning years in the county poorhouse, she was rich in faith and love. She would often say, God is doing the leading and all we have to do is follow. He will not forsake us in time of need and is always very much aware of our situation wherever we are. And, quote, always having so much of Jesus. They were never really aware of their financial poverty. Frugality and industry, however, eventually paid off. Plying his trade patiently and effectively, Reverend Young began to build the home his family never had. Years of sacrifice and going without the finer things of life, the preacher and his wife finally had a place of their own. And upon finishing the home, they joyfully sang together, Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Still yet, the construction of their home did not mean that the Youngs were settling in to an easier life in ministry. Soldiering on, their earthly possessions were merely tools to prepare lost souls for eternity. If happiness, however, were based upon happenings, the Youngs' world was about to come crumbling down. But if the joy of the Lord was their strength, they were still more than conquerors through Him that loved them. While preaching away from home, it was reported that there were local thugs that were jealous of Young's new home and opposed his strong Bible preaching. Even these heathen set fire to the Young's new home. Arriving home days later, Mr. and Mrs. Young found only the ashes that once formed their earthly dwelling place. Clothing, family heirlooms, every earthly possession, gone. Would Jesus still be sufficient? Observing the loss of his property, words began to form in George's mind. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Within days, the other stanzas were written, and a song of hope was born. Someone remarked, the hymn writer made skillful use of exaggerated extremes in order to express the full range of human struggle and experience and God's great love and mercy. The message is that in all of life's circumstances, good and bad, God is with us. comforting, enabling, and leading. When life is good and circumstances are favorable, God is with us. But even in times of struggle and suffering, God is always there. And embedded in his song are the very realities of his life. Satan does oppose, and we do go through mountains and valleys. Yet the ultimate reality is present. God leads his dear children along. The waters, the fire, and the flood are made possible when a sinner has passed through the blood. Hallelujah! What a Savior! What a song! And what a heritage of hymns!
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some
sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valleys, in darkest of the night, God leads his dear children along. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Defeat all our foes, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through Christ.
If you enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.